Chelsea, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're coordinator for C-Link Gallery at Brazee Street Studios in Oakley, where the annual kids show is now up. And this year, it's called Our City, and the medium is surprising to me. It's glass, fused glass tiles. What can you tell us about this show, and what was its inspiration?
Well, the kids show that we do every year, this is our sixth year, is one of our favorite shows. And Brazee Street Studios is a school of glass, so we teach kiln-formed glass there. And this is just another form of that. We've worked with thousands of children across Cincinnati, so this is a medium we're very comfortable with. And I think you'd be surprised to see how unbelievable the kids do with the projects.
Well, how old are the kids that are taking part?
Well, in this project, we have kids as young as 3 and all the way through 18 doing this project.
And do they come from all over the city?
Yes. So this particular show, we wanted to get a diverse group of people from all over the city. So we picked schools from every corner of the city.
Part of the project is large glass panels that were cooperative efforts for the show. What can you tell us about that, and what are future plans for those panels?
Well, the project was each child makes a small tile of their home, and that can be their house, but it could be anything they consider a home. The larger panels were collaborative pieces that they worked on as a class together, and those were based off of landmarks in their city, or in their neighborhood. So, for instance, SCPA did Music Hall. We had other schools do the Miami Whitewater Bike Trail, the Cone, which is an ice cream parlor in their neighborhood. So the collaborative pieces were really meant to be something that kind of identifies their neighborhood and what they're proud of. The future of those pieces is they will go back to the schools and they can display them proudly there if they'd like to.
Well, this is the sixth year for C-Link's annual kids show. Does it grow every year?
I would say so. This is by far the biggest show we've ever had. In the past, we've done a lot of different fun themes. We did penguins last year, fish was one, woodland creatures, garden. But this was really a departure for us doing something a little bit more conceptual, where the kids were thinking more about what makes them unique, what makes them special, and really trying to kind of build a city.
So did that result in a different kind of work from them?
Well, one of the things I love about working with kids is that their heart and soul and their personality goes into everything they do. So the penguins had just as much personality as these do. But for me, and I think for a lot of us viewing the show, it's really amazing to see kind of how these kids see their home and what's important to them about it.
Does work by the same kids appear every year, or is there a pretty complete turnover of artists?
We have worked with some of the same schools. You know, some schools have had experience with glass, or we had proposals for this project. So a lot of that was based off of the proposal. But we do have a lot of new kids doing it this year. There are over 18 classes represented and hundreds of children. So we are, of course, working with all kinds of artists who have never worked with us before.
Well, you've had one free evening reception for the public, and you'll have another soon on July 8th. What are the hours and what will be going on?
Well, during our opening receptions, it's from 6 to 9, so it's a nice long evening. And we'll have the show open. All of our studio artists at the studio, there are over 30 of them, will have their doors open so you can tour the studio space. We like to have games and another glass activity. So if you'd like to come and make your own glass house, you can do that during the opening.
Well, I've always wondered, what does the name C-Link Gallery signify?
That is a great question. We run a website called Cincy ArtLink, which is a database of local artists, and our gallery space is a physical representation of this website. So these, with the exception of this show, is typically artists that are all local and are all listed on this website.
How long have you been coordinator?
I've been coordinator for over a year now. I've been running the website for about 2.5 years, and the gallery has been in the last year and a half.
So what's the most interesting part of your job?
Oh, that is a big question. I love curating the shows, and I personally love installing the shows and creating sort of a flow and a conversation between pieces. And this show was no exception. This is a big undertaking with so many pieces. It was really fun to sort of map out the city and create a 3D version of our city.
Thank you so much, Chelsea, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with Chelsea Borgman, coordinator for C-Link Gallery at Brazee Street Studios in Oakley. For more information, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.